And I think, am I in your head right now? Let's check. Can you hear me in there? Can you? Let me see if I can hear you. Lexi, are you there?
Yes.
There you are. How old are you, Lexi?
7.
And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. And I'm so glad you're with us, Lexi. How come you're here?
I don't know.
It's our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segment. And you're it today. You and your sister, Lee, are here. And that's pretty exciting, huh? And I'm happy that we have an opportunity to talk about this. It's time for our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segment, created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 locations, 7 days a week, all day long. 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com is the number for more information. So, Lexi, how old are you?
7.
And what's the name of the school you go to?
Westwood.
Oh, I've been to Westwood. That's a nice school. Now, you haven't been there lately, though, because it's been Thanksgiving time, right?
Yeah.
And how did you spend Thanksgiving? Who were you with?
I was with my family.
And who's in your family?
My mom, my brothers, my dad, my grandma, and my aunt, my cousins.
You had a big, big Thanksgiving dinner, it sounds like, with a lot of people, huh?
Yeah.
I'll bet. What's your favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving Day?
I don't know yet.
No? Is there something you really like to eat? Do you have a favorite food for Thanksgiving? I kind of like stuffing.
I like corn.
Oh, I like corn, too. Well, let's meet your big sister. Her name is Lee. And Lee, where are you from? And tell me how you got involved with... May I call you Lexi, by the way?
Yes.
Tell me how you got involved with Lexi. How long have you been together?
It's been a little over a year.
Uh-huh.
And I used to babysit when I was growing up. And when I graduated from college, I had a new family I was sitting for. And when they moved, I realized that I wanted to still stay in touch with kids. And I saw a billboard for Big Sister, Big Brothers. And that's how I met Lexi.
Well, that's just terrific. What kinds of things do you like to do together?
Oh, we've done all kinds of different stuff. We like to go out to eat. We've gone to the zoo. We've gone bowling, girls against boys, right? That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Who wins when you do girls against boys bowling?
Girls.
Really?
Always.
Are you a good bowler, Lexi?
Yes.
Have you gotten strikes?
All the
pins down? That's good. I like to bowl. I haven't been bowling in a long time. That sounds good. What's your favorite thing to do with Lee?
Go paint nails.
Oh, and tell me how you go about doing that.
Well, we go to her house, and sometimes we like go out and paint nails.
Oh, that's nice. And who goes first? Do you take turns, or?
I don't know.
Yeah. What? Well, how does it usually go, Lee?
We normally paint Lexi's toes and nails.
Yeah, yours don't get painted. And mine don't get painted either, which is why I don't know how all of this works. But that sounds nice to be able to do that. And you're probably able to talk when you do that and to do things. Now, you mentioned two brothers, right?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Aaron and AJ.
And are they younger than you or older?
Older. I'm the smallest person in my family.
How old are your brothers?
Well, Aaron is 13 and AJ is 8.
I'm the youngest in my family, too. My brothers are 5 and 6 years older than me. You don't have any sisters, do you, except
one.
Lee. Oh, you do have one sister? What's her name?
Brittany.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She's. Do you see her very often?
No.
So it's got to be kind of cool to have Lee available here. How often do you get to see each other?
Some Saturdays and Sundays.
How nice. And do you talk on the phone sometimes?
Yes.
And what do you talk about?
We talk about what we're doing.
That sounds good. You make plans and stuff?
Yeah.
And how do you figure out what it is you're going to do?
She actually calls us. And whenever we're not there, she leaves a message.
I see. And does she come up with the ideas usually?
Yes.
Do you ever come up with ideas too?
Well, sometimes she let me come up with an idea.
What are some of the ideas you've come up with that you've done?
Going to the zoo and...
Going to the zoo had to be a lot of fun. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite animal there?
Yeah.
What was it?
The ostrich, the pink ones.
No one's ever told me about that. Maybe the flamingos, too, the pink flamingos. That's had to be a lot of fun to see them. How about any other animals? Any four-legged animals that you like?
I like the lions, too.
Me, too. Lee, tell me what it's like to be with Lexi.
We always have a lot of fun. We do things I normally wouldn't do alone. Like, we'll go to the children's book section of the bookstore. We'll go to Bravo for lunch and draw all over the table. So we get to have a lot of fun together.
Oh, that's fun. Do you like to draw, Lexi?
Yes.
What do you draw with, usually? What do you have favorite tools to use?
Yeah, I have this box that's like I have from first grade to kindergarten, and it has all kinds of stuff, markers, crayons, glue, and pencils and all that, and I like to draw with that.
And you've had this since you were a little girl, and you still have it? So you've had, wow. And what do you draw?
Pictures.
Of what?
Like butterflies.
Well, that's nice. That sounds really pretty. Where do they go once you draw them? Do they stay in your book or?
No, I give them like away to my mom and all that.
That's really nice. That's very nice. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My mom.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear about that. Here with us today is Kristen Pace, who's here from... Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
Thank
I hope you.
You
had a good Thanksgiving.
I did.
Can you tell us something special about these two? It's so nice to have two great sisters here.
This is one of my favorite matches, and I love when I call Lexi. I knew she'd be great on the radio because I call her to ask her what kinds of things her and Lee do together, and she talks and talks and talks to me on the phone and always tells me how much fun they had and what they did and how much she likes her big sister.
Oh, that's great.
So it's always a joy. Lexi mentioned her two brothers. They also have big brothers. Her older brother, in fact, has been matched about 6 years.
Wow.
And her younger brother has been matched just over, or the next in line, not younger than her, but the younger one has been matched just over a year. So this family has several bigs working.
You do have a big family, don't you? You know, something just occurred to me, Lexi. Do you like to cook? Do you ever go into the kitchen and make anything?
Well, I usually help my mommy cook.
And what kinds of things do you make?
Like sugar cookies.
Ooh. How do you make those?
Well, you have to... My mom doesn't really know without the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. So does she use a book? Or does she buy something and follow the directions?
It's like a piece of paper that has an ingredients on it.
Oh, like instructions telling you exactly what to do. So
yeah.
You get a good result. What else do you like to make?
We like to make
other foods, like the kind of thing you'd eat for lunch or dinner maybe?
Yeah.
Or breakfast?
We make chicken nuggets a lot when we're together.
Oh.
It's not really cooking, but we make them.
Oh, you heat them up. That sounds fun. Do you like to do stuff outside at all when the weather's nicer?
Yeah.
What do you like to do?
Me and my brothers usually go outside and play like attack and all that.
Attack? How do you play?
Attack.
Tell me how you play that.
Well, you have to like count in somewhere and you have to hide and they tag you your head. You have to count.
Oh. And then the idea is to make sure you're not it, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Do you ever get to play that, Lee?
We've gone to the park and played water balloons. That's what I remember.
What do you think the best thing about having a big sister is, Lexi?
It's fun.
Yeah, that probably sums it all up, huh?
And you get to do cool stuff.
And what do you think, Lee?
Oh, that Lexi and I get to stay in touch, and I get to see her grow up, and we do a lot of fun stuff together.
I can tell you guys really like being together. Do you like to read, Lexi?
Yes.
What kinds of books?
All kinds.
Can you tell me about something you recently read that you really liked?
Well, whenever you were talking to the other people, we read a different book. I think it was called Ermi. Mm-hmm.
And what's that about?
It's about this elephant who has different colors that the other elephants laugh at him because he's different colors. And at the end, he wants to be like an other elephant, and the other elephant wants to be like him, so he puts berries all over himself.
Oh, that sounds like a good book. It sounds like it's funny, but it sounds like it has a good message, too. Does it seem like there's a message to it? Like something they want everybody to learn from it?
Yes.
What do you think they want us to learn? Any ideas? It sounds like maybe that everybody's okay, maybe. You know, it's okay to be different.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Well, it's so nice to have you here. Is there anything else you would like to say to everybody listening on the radio who might want to hear from you?
No.
Okay. You are a great guest. Thank you. And I have some things for you here, if I'm lucky enough to have fixed my drawer correctly. We have a pass here for the Children's Museum, which should be here in my drawer. My drawer's disorganized, but we have a pass for the Children's Museum, and I have some tattoos. These are temporary tattoos, though, which I think you'll like. I'm going to give you a bunch.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I promise you a pass to the museum will magically... it could be right here. It could be right here. It's almost here. I have to find the right one, but I promise you that I'll find the right one. Lee, is there anything else you would like to say?
No, but thanks for having us.
It's wonderful. And let me turn to Kristen. How can people get involved? There might be people looking for a big brother or a big sister or who would like to be one. What's the best way?
The best way is to give us a call if you're looking to get a big for your child or if you're interested in becoming a big. You can call us at 412-363-6100. Or we do have a website. You can go online and fill out an application on our website, www.bbbspittsburgh.org.
Wonderful. And thank you, especially on a holiday weekend, for being with us. And, you know, I keep saying Kristen. It's Christine. Sorry about that.
Okay.
For some reason, I have Kristen in my head today, and I know better than that. You do such a great job bringing folks to us. We really appreciate it.
And well, we appreciate you having us on the air and spreading the word about all the great things our volunteers do.
Yeah, more information about how you can get involved with Big Brother, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at www.bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with support from Supercuts.